It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. One of the recent Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors issues that drew a lot of community attention surrounded fire funding and the ending of federal SAFER grants that had been used to fund expanded fire services. The end result by a 3-2 vote was the decision to close the Mono Vista Fire Station. Making the motion was Supervisor Mike Holland, and it was supported by board members Steve Griefer and Anaya Kirk. Opposed were Ryan Campbell and Jaron Brandon. So we're going to hear competing views on that issue on today's show. First off, we're joined by Supervisor Mike Holland during this first part of Motherlode Views. Later, we'll be hearing from Supervisor Ryan Campbell, as again, it was a 3-2 vote. So, Supervisor Holland, you were the one who made the motion on this particular matter. So, you're in here today first. We appreciate your time. So, kind of give us kind of an overview from your perspective.
Thank you very much, BJ. Mike Holland from District 1, the heart of Tuolumne County. So, let's just get right into this. Okay. So, the SAFER grant was awarded in 2023. It was for a 3-year period ending in March of 26. It was totaling approximately $9 million. And the purpose of this grant was to add 18 to 19 positions and give the county time to put in a long-term funding mechanism or a budget plan in place. No such plan was put in place during those 3 years. So if you go back and you watch the board meetings when this grant was accepted, you will hear multiple board members clearly state, when the money goes away, the jobs go away. That is important because even then it is understood that the county could not afford to maintain the level of fire service without causing serious harm to other departments. What less than 3 years ago, Tuolumne County itself operated only two fire stations, Jamestown and Mono Village. Many people are unaware of that. There are other stations that existed, but they belong to Cal Fire, Twain Hart, Sugar Pine Miwok District, Groveland Community Service, and others. But the county directly only funded those two. Now, let me explain what led to the recent fire decision. A year ago, when I joined the board, I immediately began dissecting the budget and following the money. What I found was appalling, and we've discussed this before, so I will just move forward. It quickly became clear that the county was in serious financial trouble. Most people do not know that I serve as the chair of the budget committee, along with Supervisor Kirk, as the other board member on that committee. Together, we went to work, and we made a series of recommendations to the full board. All of these passed, some passed unanimously, 5-0, and some did not. Here are a few of the major actions we took. We reduced the general fund staffing by 15%, excluding the sheriff, fire, and library rec. We eliminated entire departments. We reclassified employees who were receiving benefits that were not entitled to them. We stopped all major capital projects. Most importantly, we changed two major policies. The county would no longer use one-time fund balance to pay for ongoing expenses, and no more negative numbers in the budget. These changes are huge. For years, the county had been funding pet projects and gravy positions under these methods. Let me explain what I mean by fund balance misuse. Take the sheriff's department as an example. The prior CAO knew that the department had a high vacancy rate back then, which translated into millions of dollars in unspent salaries. What they would do is place a negative number in the budget. Then, as the savings would occur from those vacancies, they would quickly move the money out of that department and into other pet projects, then erasing or decreasing that negative number and making the budget appear whole without board approval. This is a straight-up dirty accounting trick. This old policy also allowed the county to use savings from 1 year's balance or from 1 year to balance next year's budget. This is the definition of a structural deficit. If you ran your household this way, you'd be bankrupt. This is one of the reasons why the county has never been able to get ahead and why our roads are in such bad shape, because there is never a long-term plan to put meaningful investment into decades of underfunding. That is changing. This year alone, we added a 45% increase to the amount that the general fund puts into roads. Now, this is a drop in the bucket. We need to add millions and millions to start to make a real change. And I have a good feeling you will see this, or at least see us get close to that in the next year, if we hold the line and provide good stewardship of the people's money. The table is finally set. The new law of the land became fiscal responsibility. Everybody campaigns on it, but we are actually doing it. Well, at least some of us are. Anyone can watch the recordings Supervisor Campbell voted against these fiscal responsibility policies. He preferred the old way. That vote was a 4-1 vote. Before approving this year's budget, I raised concerns about fire. I said clearly that we could not afford to operate 5 engines and that we should discuss closing Mona Vista when the grant expires this March. That would have saved the county approximately $500,000 between March and the end of June, if the closure was inevitable anyways. No one wanted to have that conversation, so we moved on. The board then approved a fully funding fire for all of 25-26 year, which is what we're in right now. Also in the budget, we added $250,000 for new equipment to start saving for a new truck. Again, something that has never been done before. And another 4-1 vote, with Supervisor Campbell voting no. Now let's address what you're hearing from Supervisor Campbell, both in meetings and online, and probably later on in this show. He claims that we have defunded the fire department by like $780,000. This is simply false. In the August 5th meeting, under item 18, Supervisor Campbell made a motion to change board policy regarding the fire and sheriff funds. I agreed with this policy, and it passed 5-0. What is this policy? Let me explain it to you. What it says is the sheriff fund and the fire fund, which used to be inside the general fund, we created as separate funds. And every year you have savings from people leaving or just money that wasn't spent. And that's called your fund balance at the end of the year. That's unspent funds at the end of the year. It would automatically move back to the general fund. And he used the example in that meeting that if there was $1 million left over in the sheriff's fund, he did not want to have to take a vote in public to move that money back, because then it looks like we were defunding the sheriff's department, even though it's leftover money. And the same applied for the fire fund. 1 month later, he did exactly what he said he did not want the public to do. He accused the four of us of defunding fire. This claim is false and fully documented in the public record. We followed his policy. You're also hearing claims that the county has $3.9 million in contingencies, implying that this money is freely available. This is another misdirection. While 3.9 sits in that account, most of it is already spoken for. This was explained to him in detail at the board meeting, again, timestamped in the public record, yet he continues to tell the public otherwise. Here is the actual breakdown of the $3.9 million. $1.2 is allocated for employee health care cost increases, which he voted for last year. The county is responsible for a portion of the Chinese Camp fire cleanup, and we do not know yet whether the state will require a 10% or 25% match on a roughly $5 million cost. That means the county would be responsible for $500,000 to $1.25 million. We must assume the higher number until we know. The board has already approved roughly $500,000 to move county departments out of rented space and into our own buildings, which will save the county over $200,000 a year in rent. So within 2.5 years, we will be money ahead, and from there on forward.
Mike, I'm going to interrupt just for a second here. We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Supervisor Mike Holland during this first segment of Motherlode Views. We're talking about the issue of the Mona Vista Fire Station. Funding was recently ended for that particular location. Hearing competing views on that during this first part. We're hearing from Supervisor Mike Holland during about the first 14 minutes, and the second part about 14 minutes from Supervisor Ryan Campbell coming up. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are diving into the issue of fire funding in Tuolumne County. It was mentioned at the start of the show there was a 3-2 vote recently to close the Mona Vista Fire Station, some fire funding challenges and budgetary-related challenges. During the first part of the show, we're talking with District 1 Supervisor Mike Holland, who made the motion to move forward with a 3-2 vote to close the station. Later, we're going to hear from Supervisor Ryan Campbell. So, Supervisor Holland, if you want to continue on kind of your overview of how you see it.
Yeah, so we were kind of talking about things the county is doing about trying to save money, and we kind of left off that by moving out of rented buildings and into our own spaces, which we have plenty of, The first set of moves will save us $200,000 a year, and that's money going forward that will now be available for other operations. Now also, okay, so as we add all those items up we were talking about, that accounts for roughly $3 million of the $3.9 million in contingencies. And most people would agree that the county, a business, or a household needs to retain some money for emergency. So now let's talk about Station 56, Mono Vista. This station has no living quarters, meaning firefighters can't sleep or live there. As a result, they spend most of their time down at the Mono Village, which means most of the response time is longer, and it is from Mono Village. At best, it functioned as a one-third of a day station. The level of danger increases for residents mostly at night while they are sleeping. Fires can grow more quickly as they are not discovered until they are larger. The Mono Vista station is not staffed at night and never has been. Remember, less than 3 years ago, the county operated only two stations. We made a deliberate decision to double the county fire service from two to four full-time stations. We just can't afford a fifth. Closing Mono Vista eliminates six of the 19 positions added by the SAFER grant, saving the county approximately $2.1 million in salaries for those six positions alone. You will hear from Supervisor Campbell talk about vacancy rate and using that money. This is a large part of what creates fund balance. Again, remember my example of using the sheriff's money to do this. But every department in the general fund usually has some money left over. The amounts change from year to year. And again, this is one-time money and should never be used to pay for operational cost. And it is against our board policy. It should be used for one-time expenses like paving roads or other or another great idea. How about we pay down some debt? Here's an example. We have a PERS safety fund where we owe $4.8 million and we pay like $900,000 a year because we have a variable rate. Like doing a cash advance on a credit card. It is crazy. You know, BJ, Supervisor Campbell had 3 years to figure something out and to fund the station. If it was ever even truly important to him, he would have figured it out. There are multiple memos dating back over the years stating the county cannot afford to keep that station, and still nothing was done ahead of time. There was a ballot measure last year, and the people said no. I guess this is the difference of being a proactive or reactive leader. I've only been on the job for about a year now, and look at all the things that are getting done. I take a business common sense approach to items. It's simple. Live within your means and make decisions that the majority of the citizens want. I will never make a choice because it's good for my political career. I could care less about having one. Anyone that knows me knows I hate the word politician. So to put it simply, I'm here to do the people's work. I feel like a lot of this is political theater, just to get people all worked up. Just like in last week's board meeting, Supervisor Campbell stated he had a town hall and fire could not attend because they were fighting a fire at Ultra Power when the power across the county went out. This was just another lie. We all received an email from the company that owns the battery cells that tripped the power lines that turned off the power across the county. And it clearly stated, no fire. Even the PG&E rep came to our meeting and stated, no fire. So why would he say this? Again, he had 3 years and 3 years, nothing happening.
Well, I appreciate your overview, Supervisor Holland, of your take and your point of view. And then the goal of the show, again, is to kind of provide a back and forth, two different sides of this issue so people have an accurate depiction about what's going on. So we got about one more minute left, you know. So now that you've explained all that, where does this issue now go from here?
Well, I think we're always looking is like we're not against, at least I am not against having more fire departments. We have to just be able to live within our means. The people want the roads paved. They want other things done. And we can't decimate everything. Even our fire chief looked at our budget and said, hey, you guys just can't afford this. It's very expensive. Fire is very important. So we had to get to where we could maintain four. Again, we're effectively doubling our fire service where it's ever been in this county on a consistent basis, not off of grants, but actually out of our own money, which I think that is huge and gets lost in sight. Also, we're going to go to a 3-0 staffing, which will increase the cost of fire by 50%, and we can maintain that. Right now, we just can't afford five, but we are looking for alternative funding sources. And I think maybe in the next month or two, I'm working on a project with Supervisor Kirk, which I'll let him make the announcement because it's in his district, but it has a potential to really help out our county and bring in more funding, which we might better put towards fire or something else. And so I guess the last thing I want to say, BJ, kind of shout out to my wife. Super amazing. She puts up with me doing all this, and that's about it.
We're going to have to end on that note. Supervisor Holland, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, BJ. Have a good day.
And we're now transitioning to the second portion of the show on Motherload Views today. We're joined now by Supervisor Ryan Campbell in studio, who, as we mentioned earlier, was one of the two no votes on closing the Mono Vista Fire Station. Supervisor Campbell, you didn't hear the earlier segments as these two are both being recorded separately. So give us your take now on why you oppose the fire station closure.
Well, BJ, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about this, because this is the most important task of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, is to provide for the public safety of the citizens that we represent. And I cannot think of another time when the Board of Supervisors has taken an action to reduce the amount of services that we have for public safety in Tuolumne County, not to the level that we have, that the board is trying to do, starting on January 6th. I cannot tell you how important it is to maintain the current level of fire staffing. In fact, the reason why we have the number of fire stations we do and the locations we do is because CAL FIRE did a study several years ago that showed how inadequate fire services were up to that point. So the vote against closing the fire station in Mona Vista that provides response to 1,000 calls a year, it was a very easy vote for me because I am dedicated to protecting the citizens that I represent, and I think this was a huge step in the wrong direction.
Why are you concerned, or what do you think is going to happen now that it's closed?
Well, now that it's closed, it's not closed, first of all. This has not happened yet. What the Board of Supervisors did was make a request of our fire department to come up with a plan for closing the fire station in Mona Vista. So it has not happened yet. That fire engine will be operating at least through at least through May. And then the projected closure date is in July. So it is still open. It is still functioning. It is still providing services. But if the board does go through with the threat that they are going to close that fire station, what will happen is 1,000 calls a year are received into that Mona Vista fire station every year. Those calls will have to go somewhere else. They'll have to go to Station 51. They'll have to go to Twain Hart Community Services District. They'll have to go to Tuolumne City Fire. All of the neighboring fire stations will have to shoulder that burden. What that will do is it'll increase response times, so it'll take longer for EMTs to get to your house if you're having a heart attack. There will be fewer fire engines available in the event of a major catastrophic fire in Tuolumne County. So we will have one fewer fire engine. It's a Type 1 fire engine. It's the standard fire truck that you see responding to most calls. We will have six firefighters laid off that will no longer be available to help fight fires and protect our citizens' lives. And then that fire station will presumably be closed and left to fester in Mono Vista with no plan or idea of what to do with it in the future. So it is, make no mistake, I mean, I've seen a lot of comments and a lot of predictions and trying to sugarcoat what this decision means. Make no mistake, this is a devastating effect. This will have a devastating effect on our community. It'll drastically reduce our ability to fight fires and protect the lives of our citizens and their property.
What is your response to the argument that the county needs to live within its means?
Put simply, the county is living within its means. I've been on the board close to 8 years now. Every single year we've had a balanced budget. Every single year we've lived within its means. We are bound by the legislature to live within our means. So I don't know why that term has been thrown out by members of the Board of Supervisors, but I think that they don't understand what living within your means actually means when we're talking about closing fire stations. You know, we can have a discussion about what our priorities are in the county, where whether we spend more money on roads or on firefighting or libraries, or there's a lot of different areas that we spend money on as taxpayers to contribute to the good of the entire community. But one area where I will never be in favor, unless there is no other alternative, is closing fire stations. Why are we looking at closing fire stations as the first thing to balance our budget or to live within our means? Why is that the first area to look at to make a significant reduction? It makes no sense whatsoever. And even if we are talking about closing fire stations, which, you know, that conversation has come up a number of times over the years. It's never actually happened. This is the first time that board members have actually voted to close a fire station. But that conversation has been had, and I've been a part of that over the years. But it was always a very public, very open discussion where our citizens were informed of what was being considered. That did not take place here. If you read the agenda for January 6th, there's nothing in the agenda language or in the accompanying board documents that says anything about closing a fire station. No one in the communities affected by this would have any idea that that was what was being considered on the board. And I don't know if that was intentional, but clearly by the response of the community, there was not enough discussion going on prior to this decision being made to clearly inform the public of what was at stake. Let me back up for a little bit. So going on this idea that we're somehow not living within our means, the county received a $9 million grant from the FEMA, from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, related to it's called the SAFER grant. And it's related to building up fire resources in communities that don't have enough of them. And if you go back to the RIM fire 2013, it was very evident that our county did not have enough resources to fight the types of fires that we were vulnerable to. That's why we received that grant. Now, we have reapplied for that grant. We've reapplied for another round of funding from that grant to keep our fire stations open. We won't know until the end of the year, potentially, until we receive that money. So what is the point of closing the fire station now when there is money available to keep it open? And potentially, we could keep it open, and then if we receive that grant, it could stay open for another 3, 4, or 5 years. So I do not understand the aggressive approach that the majority of the board members are taking in closing fire stations and not having a very open public discussion about it.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the fire issue in Tuolumne County. The Board of Supervisors recently voted to close the Mono Vista Fire Station, and we're hearing the competing views on that today. Earlier, we heard from Supervisor Mike Holland, who was one of the three votes in support. During these closing section of the show, we're hearing from Supervisor Ryan Campbell, one of the two votes in opposition. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This is our final segment of this weekend show. Earlier, we talked with Supervisor Mike Holland in Tuolumne County. This final two segments, talking with Ryan Campbell, supervisor for Tuolumne County as well. They were on competing sides when it comes to a vote to close the Mono Vista Fire Station. It came down to some budgetary-related matters. Supervisor Campbell, I'll get into a little bit of those now as we get into this final stretch here. I know the three that were in favor had concerns about the budget and concerns about contingencies and Chinese camp recovery and things like that. You say there is money available for continuing the fire station. So how do you counter that?
Yeah, it is categorically not true that there is not enough money in the budget to keep that fire station open. If you go back to one of the later budget meetings that we had last year, there was $780,000 left over in the fire fund. And that was very strategic. It was not an accident that money was left over in the fire fund. That money was there specifically to backfill the cost of keeping that fire station open. And the board chose to take that money out of the fire fund and put it into contingencies. Now, what contingencies are, people a lot of times confuse contingencies with reserves. That they're not the same thing. Reserves, we have about $6 million in reserves. We're not touching that money. What we're talking about is money that is left over unspent from the previous year that we can and in the past always have carried forward to maintain things like fire stations. And that money was very carefully put there in the fire fund to keep that fire station open. The board took it out. Now we are sitting on this $4.3 million slush fund of contingencies with no plan on what to do with that money. And meanwhile, every day that goes by that we are not putting money into things like fire, law enforcement, roads, keeping it in the slush fund, we are losing opportunity costs by doing that. It's just a huge mistake, and I don't really understand what the thinking is behind it. Look, my record is very, very clear on where I stand on these types of issues. I have, every time that fire stations have come up, I have supported increasing funding. Whenever law enforcement, public safety comes up, I have supported those programs and keeping them going. And so I'm very clear on where I stand on this kind of things. This isn't something that just came up spur of the moment. There's been careful planning going into keeping that fire station operating, and that's being disregarded, and I don't exactly understand why. It's kind of this misguided idea that we want to pretend or look like we are living within our means when the truth is anything but that.
So the vote was 3-2. You were on the losing end. Where do you see this issue now going from here?
Well, I think it's the citizens of Tuolumne County that were on the losing end, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. They're the ones that are losing fire services. They're the ones that are being put at greater risk. They're the ones that are going to see their insurance rates increase. And I cannot understand why those things were not considered. I really encourage people to watch the video. There was an excellent presentation done by our county fire chief, Nick Cashy, who, by the way, recommended to the board that we don't close the fire station. That was the recommendation of county staff and the people that we pay to know the right things to do in these types of situations. They recommended that the board didn't take that action, but three of the five board members decided to go against that. But to me, this is a surrender. We're throwing in the towel, saying that, you know, we will have to come up with a more creative plan to keep our fire stations open, and we're not willing to do that. We're not willing to put in the work to find the money to keep these fire stations going. Because from my perspective, if there is enough money left over, which there is in contingencies, there's enough money to keep that fire station open for the next year and a half, 2 years, that's a year and a half and 2 years of fire protection that we can continue to provide for the community. After that point, if we're able to get the SAFER grant, if we're able to get a tax measure passed, there are a variety of opportunities that can take place. But if we close that fire station now, none of that will be possible. And we're throwing in the towel, surrendering and saying, this problem is too hard. We don't know how to solve it. We're giving up. And that's what it feels like we're telling our community.
Well, I told Supervisor Campbell, or yourself, and Supervisor Holland that I'd give you each 14 minutes to kind of make your points. So we got about a minute left. Is there any other final comments you'd like to make?
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about budget and where the money's coming from, where it's going. We talked about tax measures and SAFER grant and all these different things. I really encourage people, you know, a lot of that is just noise. What our responsibility is as a county is to provide for public safety. That is our number one goal. And I ask everyone in Tuolumne County to ask themselves the question, does closing a fire station follow that line of thinking? Does closing a fire station provide increased public safety? Does it improve the public safety situation in Tuolumne County? I would maintain that it doesn't. All the other discussion and all the debates that are going on to me are secondary to that. That is our primary goal as a county. And we, if it's the desire of the voters of Tuolumne County to have five fire stations and not four, then they need to make that clear to us. And it is our job as supervisors to make that happen, regardless of what additional work we have to do, places we need to find money. We need to make that happen for our community. And I'm dedicated to doing that.
Yeah, we're going to have to end on that note. We thank you as well as Supervisor Holland for coming in earlier to share your opinions on this contentious issue. Again, it's a big issue in Tuolumne County. It was the recent vote to close the Mono Vista Fire Station. We've been hearing competing views from Supervisor Mike Holland and Supervisor Ryan Campbell during this final segment. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.